At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. This is going to be a brief reaction to the Super Bowl, so buckle your seatbelts, let's get started. So, the first thing that I'd like to mention is that this Super Bowl was definitely not as, like, woke and weird as some of the last ones have been. So that's nice. The one really weird ad that jumped out to me was the one with the all the girls in it where it was like, you can't do this, so do this. You can't win, so win. It's like, that makes literally no sense. You can't do it, so do it. Like, you can't eat lava, so eat lava. The logic does not logic. I literally probably did say what out loud because I had no idea what was going on here. And so I don't know what point they were trying to make exactly, but it broke my brain. I could not focus on anything else for the next like 2 minutes after that, because it's like, I have no idea. As I said, the logic is broken. It's probably, I don't even know if you would consider it a good example of circular logic. 'Cause circular logic would even be a bit different than that. Circular logic would be, here's how you win. You win by winning. So therefore you win. I went out and I won. Therefore I won. That would be circular logic. But you can't win, so win. I don't even know what fallacy that is. There has to be a fallacy that it falls into, because it makes absolutely no sense. But I'm blanking on which fallacy it would be. I'm not quite sure if it would be non sequitur. That's the only one that's possibly coming to mind. I'll look into that later, and if I come up with a better answer, I'll touch on it in another episode. Also, my team got destroyed. I think it was like 22 to 40. Or 40 to 22. I don't care. Either way, it was an epic disaster. I was like, there were so many moments where I was like, what are y'all doing? I don't know. I don't know what was going on. Something wasn't working, I know that. It wasn't even like, as far as I know, it wasn't even like somebody that was really good got hurt. I didn't hear about anybody getting hurt, so I don't know what the deal was there. It's like they just couldn't seem to score, and they couldn't seem to, like, defense went on vacation. I don't even know. And then as far as the halftime show is concerned, I don't listen to rap. In fact, I made a joke today to a friend. I said, there's actually 4 letters in the name rap for the music genre. The C is silent. Because there are a few rap songs that I like or can tolerate. But that number is probably somewhere in the, at the very most, low teens, at the absolute most. Chances are it's probably right in the beginning of like the double digits. I don't even know about that. I don't know. But that is way out of my genre. I'm more of a Christian music, folk, some country, and kind of classical and that kind of music. My music taste is older than I am by probably several decades at least. There are even some songs from, like, the War Between the States that I listen to. So, I mean, and who knows how old some of these old hymns are. I mean, that's not to say there's no new song ever that I like, but they tend to be very, very few and far between, for the most part. It's almost like finding a needle in a haystack. And I am glad. I was informed by my brother, who's more knowledgeable on these types of artists. I was informed that the songs performed at the halftime show, the cuss words were taken out. That's good, at least. But the songs themselves were just, I couldn't understand anything he was saying, because it's one of the reasons I don't like rap, is because I can't understand what they're saying, because they're mumbling at 80,000 miles an hour. I don't know whose idea that was. Oh, let's play some music while some guy just stands there and mumbles 80 miles an hour for 5 minutes straight. It might actually be a bit ingenious, because then you can smuggle in all sorts of toxic crap into your song, and fewer people are going to catch on to it, because they can't understand a word you're freaking saying. You may as well be saying it in Russian. I mean, I say ingenious, but not in a good way. It's not a good ingenious. Now, I know there is some, like, Christian rap and stuff like that, and most of the very few rap songs that I can tolerate or like fall into that. I just, my thoughts on rap, we'd be here all day and they would not be good, and probably I may have to repent for some of them if I said them all, so we're just not gonna go there. I try not to make this a personal or name-calling type show, so I don't want to do that. But what I will say is that it just, I was not impressed. I know it probably could have been worse. They could have had two feral cats and a raccoon fighting each other for 30 minutes straight. But it still wasn't great. So, those were my thoughts. Also, I said that Philadelphia would riot no matter what the Eagles did. I said that Philadelphia would riot whether their team won or lost. I was not wrong. Their team won and they still rioted. So, I called it. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode or considered it to be food for thought. You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also contact us on our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats and on X at JFSCPod. And you can send me an email if you'd like at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's JESSEAS firesidechats@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested. And I hope you'll come back next time. Have a blessed day.